Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Check out my online store. I have lots of awesome merchandise to rep the Dark Forest. If you have a scary story you would like to submit to me, email to zachbabytv@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, let's get spooky. Good afternoon. I just wanted to give you a rundown of my experiences. I used to play in an old phone booth at my aunt and uncle's house. This is definitely where the encounters started, although I can't see how I have no memory of what I did while inside the phone booth. It was an old wooden thing, like you find at the back of a bar or something. I later found out that it was from an old Chicago train station that got torn down. So the first encounter I recall was back in 1985 or 1986. I was around 7 or 8 years old. It was summertime, late in the day, so around dusk. Not full daylight, but not yet dark. I was in the front yard playing catch with my cousin and the ball went past me down to the side of the house in the back. The yard was surrounded by a chain-link fence that separated the yard from the old overgrown alley that was used as a road at one time. When I went to retrieve the ball, I noticed something rustling in the brush. I'm thinking it was a cat or squirrel or something. As I got closer, I noticed something moving very close to the fence. I thought it was a man at first. It was as big as a man, but covered in brownish hair. From what I could see, its head was canine, snout, ears, etc., but it had human-like hands. I couldn't really see the lower half of the body due to the weeds and grass. It appeared to be injured in some way the way it was moving. It was using the fence to drag its way down the alley, hand over hand, pulling itself up. I stood and watched for what seemed like a long time, but in reality, was probably only a minute or two before running up to get my cousin. I told him that I had seen a monster in the alley. We excitedly talked about it before getting up the courage to head back to look. By the time we got back there, it was gone, leaving no trace other than the smashed down grass. I didn't think about it again for a long time. Flash forward to sophomore year of high school, so 1994, I was 16. I get home and head to my bedroom for a nap. I was meeting some friends back at the school later to see a football game or something like that. So I wake up and it's dark in my room. The only light is coming from the hallway because my door is open several inches. As my eyes adjust, I realize I'm not alone. There are 4 or 5 of these creatures in my room, watching me. They are all 6 feet or taller, covered in dark hair, with canine facial features, just watching. They don't move towards me. They don't communicate. Nothing. I think to myself, I must be dreaming. I lay there for a bit, squeezing my eyes closed, and when I reopen them, the creatures are gone. I convinced myself it was a dream and go about my night. The next time it happens is about 2005, so I'm 27. Sometimes after work, some friends would meet at a local restaurant for drinks and food. I didn't work that night, so my boyfriend and I headed up to meet them. Nothing out of the ordinary happened. On the way home, my boyfriend are chatting about the day and what we were going to do for that weekend, etc. I noticed something up ahead on the road, so I slightly slow down. I'm thinking it might be a bag or a garbage or something, but as we get closer, I notice it's more like an animal. At this point, we are both silent, and I'm almost at a complete stop. The creature stands up on its hind legs, and I now see that it is a humanoid with canine features. It slowly turns its head towards us and then just kind of drifts away. It didn't run, it was just no longer there. Hard to explain. I made sure I asked my boyfriend to tell me exactly what he saw before I told him what I saw. I wanted to make sure that he had seen the same thing. He described to me exactly what I saw. That was the last major encounter I had. Now, back to the phone booth. I always felt that the phone booth was connected somehow, so I asked my mom. I asked her to tell me what I had said after coming out. What was I doing? She said, I would just go inside and play around like little kids do. It was safe, and they could keep an eye on me easily. I asked her to try to remember anything that might help me tie it together. After speaking to my aunt, she said they remembered. I would come out and tell them that I have gone to visit the puppy people. While helping to tie things together, it really only served to raise more questions. Where did I go when I got in that phone booth? When I was 14, me and my friends went on vacation. Now, one of my favorite things was to hike. We went from cabin to cabin, no tent needed, and one night we were running late. And when we saw the cabin, I heard it. All I know is that it wasn't a bear or a human. It sounded like a deer, but off. You know what I mean, it just didn't sound right. And my friend turned around and looked at me asking if I heard that too, while the other was turned to the woods. And as soon as I take a frickin' step, I hear,
"Come here."
From the trees. I froze on the spot. Again, it talked.
"Come here."
But this time, it was the voice of my mother, but off, like the pitch was super low. My friend told me to walk, to ignore it, and we walked. Again, it said,
"Come here."
And proceeded to say my actual full name. It knew my name. By this point, my friends ran, while I stood in fear. So I turned around, and maybe a few feet behind me was this 2-meter-tall, lanky-ass deer demon thing that was looking at me. As soon as I shone my light on its eyes, it slowly mumbled,
"Turn that light off."
And,
"I'm so hungry."
As it kept mumbling to itself, I swear I could see a grin form too. And that's when my friend came back. He carried a revolver against bears and shot it. It fell to the ground and made this low guttural sound. At this point, I ran and heard my friends behind me, and not too far behind us. I heard heavier and faster footsteps. When I got back to the cabin, I locked the door, and for the next few hours, I could hear that abomination scraping and mumbling and doing all sorts of things. When morning came, I didn't go outside. After staying an extra day at the cabin, we hiked further and thankfully made it to the end without seeing things. Ever since then, I stopped hiking that trail. I still have nightmares about it. For context, this took place in 2007, and I was young, but even after all these years, I cannot figure out what the heck I saw. I truly have only told a few people because I fear them labeling me a nut. I am in upstate New York somewhere, and we were driving at night in a super rural town. This was a little town we drove in often, so we knew our way around, and we knew the shortcuts. On this night, we wanted to go to a party, and we chose to take a shortcut. Please note, we were not inebriated at all. Ultimately, that was the goal of the night. This kind of messed those plans up. There was a small side street, and at that, you turn left into a one-lane tunnel to cut through the main road. At the end of the street is a lettuce field, which runs parallel to the visible train track behind it. There is a pole, with a circular mirror pointing at the tracks, I assume for maintenance workers. This mirror is 10 feet off the ground. As we pull up the turn into the tunnel, we stopped for a moment as we were just talking, and we looked forward towards the field. I don't know what happened, honestly, but there was this tense silence and fear that came over us, and we saw this slouched creature, almost squatting and just staring. At that point, it was crouched down, and easily we could have thought it was maybe a deer or a bear, but it turned its head, looking at the car, and its eyes widened in surprise. They reflected green like a cat's eye, but huge. It stood up, and that's when we realized it had 2 legs and could see its shape. Someone whispered, "Turn the high beams on." And when we did, I was so afraid I couldn't even scream. It was very tall, easily 9 or 10 feet standing up, but its spine was still visible as it was skinny and walking hunched over. You could even see its hip bones in its shadow. The thing is, It seemed terrified, as terrified as we were. It took off straight and ran into the woods, so we went flying through the tunnel so we could get parallel and maybe catch another glimpse, but he was gone, like we had scared it off. The whole drive ended. We went home. I tried to make jokes about it being some anorexic Sasquatch, or just hella drink Shaquille O'Neal in a costume, but it didn't change the feeling we felt. Just absolutely shaken. It was like that moment of fear zapped energy from us. No, I did not catch the time. I regret not checking the clock before and after. Has anyone ever heard of something like this? Back in the early 90s, my mom and my aunt chipped in together to send me to a week-long summer camp in Southern California. It was up in the mountains, about an hour and a half drive. My aunt lived in another state, so it was just my mom and my stepdad at the time who dropped me off. The ages of the camp at the time were between the ages of 7 and 13 years old, both for boys and girls. There was even some exchange students, or just children from other countries there as well. It was ran by the YMCA, so there was plenty of things to do, such as wall climbing, they had a pool, hiking, archery, and basketball courts as well. They even had this cool little store on the property too, where you could go there and buy snacks and goodies. I made friends fairly fast. I had the top bunk, yet I don't recall what my cabin number was at the time. I don't recall what exact day that this encounter happened to me, but we were going on a hike out in the woods. I'm not exactly sure where. All I know is there was some lake out there, and we passed the lake. I forgot to mention earlier, they also have canoes, which we also did while we were out there at the camp. The hike was sometime in the evening. As I remember, the sun was starting to go down, and all the colors in the sky was quite beautiful. We were on our way back from the hike, heading in the direction back towards camp, as it was time for dinner over at the cafeteria. As we were all walking back, there was anywhere between 12 and 16 kids plus a camp counselor. Our camp counselor was really cool. He was a younger man. I want to say he was probably in his 20s. He had darker skin, and he had a heavy accent. I eventually found out that he was originally from the country of Nepal. As we were walking the dirt trail, we all started hearing these weird movement noises behind us off in the brush. We didn't really think anything of it. You know, we were all young kids, and we kind of just laughed it off and continued walking. The camp counselor didn't really pay it any mind, so we really didn't either. I was an 8-year-old boy with a huge imagination. I would always joke to my friends like, "There's a monster in the woods," or "It's Bigfoot." The noises started to get louder. That's when it started to alarm our camp counselor. He turned around from being in front of us and told us, "Stick together, don't go off the trail, and let's just get back to camp." At that point, we all thought it was a bear or something. We started asking him, "What is it? What's following us in the woods? What's going on? I want to get out of here," and things like that. The snapping sounds echoed behind us. Now we knew whatever it was probably pretty big. You could scratch a bear or a wolf or a coyote or anything like that off of your checklist, because what came next was unexplainable. We heard the echoing voice of something speaking out to us from behind.
"Hey kids, where are you guys going? Come out this way, there's more rides. Where are you going? Stop. Stop, you're going too far."
Now, don't quote me on exactly what we had heard. I'm just giving you an example of what I think I remembered. But nonetheless, he was definitely trying to convince all the kids to turn around and go back on the trail heading away from camp. Why? I don't know. But I could take a wild guess. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the 4 allegedly true Dogman and Wendigo horror encounter stories tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Because, I mean, who doesn't like butter, right? Especially if you have some fresh, hot pumpernickel bread to go alongside that butter. Now you're talking. Oh, yeah. Have a good night. And don't forget to subscribe.